Hello, everybody. This is Troy Nelson, and this is live on KEXP at home. And I am so excited because I have one of the greatest live bands in Seattle, actually one of the greatest live bands in the country, the True Loves. And how's everybody doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
Doing great.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
We've got a large crew here in the True Loves, and we're very excited about the performance, and I would love to share it with the rest of the world. So here you go. This is the True Loves live on KEXP at home. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
All right, it is the True Loves live on KEXP at home, and I want to thank you all so much for that fantastic performance. It's like every time I see the True Loves live, it is a spectacular experience. So once again, thank you everybody for recording that for the KEXP listeners.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the rest of the world. I've definitely got some questions for you. As I mentioned before, True Love's not only one of the best live bands in Seattle, but easily in the country. And I've wanted to know for some time, because there's so many of you and there's so much talent going on. How did this start? What was the first incarnation of the True Love's? What did that look like?
That would start with David. He's the founder. Like, he the one who kicked it off.
So basically, Bryant and I had already met, and we're starting to play together, just bass and drums, and we would have different guitar players or different musicians come in and just hang out for a jam session. But, you know, I had seen Jimmy like 10 years earlier sitting in at a show, and I'd never quite forgotten seeing that, and I'd always wanted to try to play. So I didn't actually know him at that point, but I just reached out. And he was generous enough to show up on a Sunday night. And so it was just pretty much just started out as the three of us. We had a couple of sessions that I recorded, and I sent them out, you know, without no expectations for anything at all. But then Jimmy called. He listened to them, and he called back a couple of days later. And he was like, you know, I really liked that and wanted to do it again. So it pretty much just started with the three of us. But I had always had this, I guess, dream of having a larger band. So we just started to collect members and just put it together.
I can only imagine seeing Jimmy James play guitar for the first time. Actually, I don't even need to imagine it because I remember it when I first saw him. And I, for a long time, have said that Jimmy is the best, one of the best guitar players in Seattle, if not the country. And also, I mean, and obviously I'm not the only one that thinks that, Jimmy, because there's other people that have given you props. Didn't you get to sit in with the Daptones at one time?
Oh, the Dap Kings. Yeah, that was,
The Dap Kings. Dap Kings, yeah.
and David was there to film it, actually. That was close to last show she did at the Moore Theater. Before she did the KXP opening.
Sharon Jones. Mm-hmm. That was one of her last shows.
It was close
to
one of her last shows, and David was in the audience. He had his camera out and filmed the moment, man. And also, a thing I still have, and I don't know how many people in the band know this, but I still have an archive message from Sharon Jones saying how much she loved the True Loves, and, you know, she saw a video and loved the music and loved the band, so I still have that screenshot it to this day.
Yeah, I've had Jimmy on my show, on my Saturday show here at KEXP before, and you've told me stories about your interactions with Sharon Jones, and she loved you.
Oh, well, I had a crush on her, though.
That makes sense, yeah. So I watched one of your quarantine jam sessions on YouTube. I was, once again, just blown away. This quarantine jam, these jam sessions, they need to have like a million views. They deserve it. I'm just curious how you pulled this off, because you're all at home and David's in like his closet. There's like clothes around him and stuff. Somebody's in a bathtub. It's playing Who was playing trombone in the
Jason
bathtub?
Cressy.
Who was that?
That was Cressy. Yeah.
Okay. But yet it all sounded amazing. Like, who was engineering this, or did you all do it yourselves? How did that come together? Because it sounds fantastic.
Take it away, Greg.
Yeah, I mean, we all pitched in, but I put the first couple together, and Brian helped mix the second couple, and we really just built it one at a time. Dave went first, and then we added bass or guitar, and then, you know, the horn players would start writing a section, and then we would just build on it. And I had everyone send me all the videos, and, you know, toiled away for hours putting it all together. But it was, you know, it was such a nice experience to hear everybody play in this time when we weren't getting together at all, and to have these kind of cool musical moments come together made it feel really worthwhile.
Yeah, and to be clear, like, there was nothing preconceived about this music. You know, I would just play about 3 minutes of a drum section with, you know, some idea in my head of some sort of song just to keep it coherent. But then once I sent it off to Bryant, he would come up with his bass part, and then Jimmy would do a guitar part over it, and then the horns would create their own thing over it. So it was complete improvised, just one piece at a time. But yeah, it was the only way that we could actually do anything.
Our percussionist, Yvonne Galvez, actually wrote the bass line to the fourth quarantine jam. So that's how that one started.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it up because I feel like people need to see these quarantine jams. I mean, I see you've got some views, but we need to quadruple the views on that. It's just absolutely amazing. Well, I am very excited about seeing the True Loves again live in person once everything is safe, which it seems to be heading that way. So fingers crossed it continues to. It's amazing how you guys pull off playing together, but at home and with these quarantine sessions. And obviously the True Loves, we are huge fans here at KEXP, and when it is all safe and ready to go, I hope that you all will come back and be in this KEXP live room.
Hell yeah.
That would be amazing.
Our new record will be out when this airs, Troy. Do you know about it?
It's coming out when this airs? Please tell the world about the new record.
Our new album makes a wonderful gift for birthdays or Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate. It's available on all platforms, vinyl, CD. It's a goodie.
On what label?
Color Red Music out of Colorado. Thank you, Skarik.
Yeah, and it's a great song to listen to while having a picnic and eating biscuits.
And we fortunately got it recorded just before the pandemic, so it's been a little while in the making at this point. But it's called Sunday Afternoon after the title track.
Oh, after the single. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
But it's full length record.
Color Red?
Color Red.
Color Red picked it up and putting it out for us.
Very cool.
And the performance that we did for KXP was actually the first time the entire band was together playing since November of 2019 with, I think, what, one rehearsal before? Or no, we had one rehearsal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, well, once again, it's astounding, all of the talent that is in this band, and Seattle's lucky to have you. So I want to say thanks for this session, and hopefully I'll be seeing you all in person very, very soon. So thank you all.
Troy.
Once again, this has been the True Loves live on KEXP at home.